Chapter 33. Adamantua. Ship deaths lit the sky. Bright fires flared across the face of the attack moon. Some were pale green ovals of expanding light, some messier smudges of flame, dry fuel, and torched munitions. A few were massive detonations that spat out expanding hoops of burning gas. Slaughter hoped that some of them were greenskin ships, slain by the batteries of the reinforcement fleet, but he had a grim suspicion that most were the grave pyres of valiant, outnumbered Imperial warships. The stockade was lost. Slaughter had lost sight of Woundmaker when the west wall caved under the Orc body crush. Missiles hammered in from the sky. He swung the ancient sword of Emetris, put it through two charging greenskins, and then headed for the nearest fractured outlets of the ruined blister nest, which jutted like broken drainpipes from the mire. The rain was still heavy. Every surface shone, almost phosphorescently, with rebounding rain splashes. Another orc, its face dyed crimson, swung at him. Slaughter ducked a blow, got his sword in, and cut the creature wide open. It fell back into the wet, sheeting water as it landed. The Imperial fist reached the blister nest outlets. He saw a man just inside, lying where he had fallen, cut through the spine and the hips.
Brother!
The dying fist looked up. Severance of Lotus Gate Wall.
Slaughter!
He wheezed. Slaughter tried to lift him, to patch him, but there was far too much damage, far more than even the accelerated biology of a transhuman could repair.
All gone,
murmured Severance.
All gone. Stay with me,
Slaughter growled. Severance shook his head.
Too late for me,
he said. He unfixed the battered teleport locator from his harness. The power light was still on.
Take this.
It doesn't work, said Slaughter.
Not for me. No use to me. But take it. All the while, there's hope.
Slaughter took the locator and clipped it to his belt.
Thank you for the thought, brother, he said. But I fear we are all past saving.
Severance didn't reply. Death had taken him. Slaughter could hear more of the greenskins closing in. He moved on down the tunnel. Two found him there in the alien darkness, and he killed them both with his sword. Then he heard Laz shots and a terrible scream. A human scream. The chamber used by the Major's biologist was awash with blood. Major Nyman was dead, split in half by an orc sword. Laurentis, stabbed in the gut but not yet dead, had fallen across the precious apparatus, smashing most of it. The orc warrior turned as Slaughter entered. It swung its sword, but Slaughter parried, deflected, and sliced the greenskin's face off. It pitched forwards, issuing a ghastly, frothing squeal, and Slaughter finished it with a beheading cut. Laurentis had only a few sucking breaths left in him.
Finished. Now,
he whispered.
The Vox just went dead, and the link failed. That means the Azimuth has gone. The flagship, Lord Heth, all of them.
Just us, said Slaughter.
Just you, really,
replied the Major's biologist. His breathing was very shallow.
We can still get out if...
Laurentis laughed.
Still trying to make light of it?
He asked weakly.
We really are in trouble.
Slaughter nodded. Laurentis managed a half-smile. Then he closed his eyes and died. Slaughter rose to his feet and turned, his broadsword in his fist. Orcs loomed in the doorway, sniffing and growling. Two of them. Four. Six. More.
Who's first? Asked Slaughter. There's enough for all of you bastards.